From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the UN Security Council has approved a resolution endorsing a ceasefire deal that began Friday in Syria. Members of the Security Council unanimously voted Saturday to support the truce and plans for peace talks. The plans include a demand for rapid access so humanitarian aid can be delivered across the country. However, Michelle Sisson, the deputy representative, U.S. representative to the U.N., that is, says the ceasefire cannot be used as another chance for fighting.
We would highlight two key points. Our hope is that a ceasefire will truly hold and will not serve as a justification for further unacceptable offensives.
Syria's main rebel group had said earlier that it would abandon the ceasefire Saturday if government troops continued to attack areas under its control. The rebels had urged the Security Council not to endorse the resolution unless the strikes stop. The resolution expresses support for a roadmap to peace, starting with a transitional government, and calls for rapid, safe, and unhindered access to deliver humanitarian aid throughout Syria. A pair of suicide bombings minutes apart hit a central Baghdad market on Saturday, killing 28 people and wounding at least 54, prompting security forces to ban traffic from key streets at the center of the Iraqi capital. The twin attacks hit Al-Sinak, a busy market that sells car accessories, food, and clothes, as well as seeds and machinery. Minutes after the first suicide bomber detonated his explosives-laden belt, a second one struck. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. New Year celebrations continue around the world with fireworks, parties, and other festivities amidst tight security in some major cities. New Zealand, nearby Pacific Islands, Australia, and Russia were among the first to ring in 2017. In Hong Kong, a massive fireworks display lighted the night sky, while in Japan, crowds released balloons. And in Sydney, Australia, a huge fireworks display illuminated the city's famed bridge and opera house. In South Korea, the political turmoil of President Park Geun-hye took center stage, with protesters demanding her immediate resignation. Han Song-yi was one of them. She says, "In 2017, I hope Park Geun-hye is impeached as the citizens gathered today, and I hope for the good of the country." Meanwhile, at the Vatican, Pope Francis told those gathered that they must work in the coming year to help young people succeed and not disregard them. He said, "We cannot speak of the future without reflecting on these young faces and accepting the responsibility we have for our young. More than a responsibility, the right word would be a debt. Yes, the debt that we owe them." Security is tight at many cities around the world, with barriers up in Berlin, Germany, and Paris, France. In New York City, huge dump trucks filled with sand have been parked near the Times Square area to protect celebrants from vehicle attacks. In his last weekly media address of 2016, U.S. President Barack Obama reflected on his administration's achievements, not only in the past year, but also in the whole of his two terms in office. The president said, "At a time when we turn the page on one year and look ahead to the future, I wanted to take a minute to thank you for everything you've done to make America stronger these past 8 years." He also urged Americans to continue to work for social justice.
"And to keep America moving forward is a task that falls to all of us. Sustaining and building on all we've achieved, from helping more young people afford a higher education, to ending discrimination based on pre-existing conditions, to tightening rules on Wall Street, to protecting this planet for our kids, that's going to take all of us working together."
Obama has less than 3 weeks left in office and noted in his address his transition to the more important role of citizen, but stated his commitment remains strong to the country. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.